From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. Sally Smith lives in Bryn Mawr, but she has to travel a lot to meet clients. And last year, she started noticing the spotted lanternfly.
They remind me almost of stink bugs in that they're just slow-moving and weird.
Sally started seeing spotted lanternflies all over the place.
I would be eating outside with clients in the King of Prussia Town Center, at a bunch of restaurants in Lansdale and Souderton, and we would sit down to eat, and they would just, these huge bugs would just land on your table, in your hair, be walking by right next to you. They were just everywhere.
Spotted lanternflies are an invasive species that showed up in the area recently, including in Philadelphia and the four surrounding counties. They hatch in the spring and will be around invisible this summer. They're annoying people like Sally, but they could pose some bigger problems for farmers locally and nationally. So why is the spotted lanternfly here in Pennsylvania? And why are we struggling to stop it? Today on The Why, we've got the bug. Susan Phillips is a reporter for State Impact Pennsylvania. So, Susan, what is this bug, the spotted lanternfly, and where did it come from?
The spotted lanternfly, it's actually a cool-looking moth-like creature. It's not technically a moth or a butterfly. It's called a plant hopper. But in the adult phase, it's got this really bright red and black stark coloring. It's from China and South Asia. And it's the most recent invasive insect species that has a lot of people worried. People like regulators and farmers and orchard owners.
Why is it worrying people?
The bug attacks trees. It feeds on the sap, and then its feces, referred to as honeydew, can coat a tree, or it can even, if the infestation is large enough, it can even like coat a backyard deck, and that encourages the growth of black sooty mold.
Let me just stop you there, and I've never heard feces referred to as honeydew.
Yeah, I guess because it's like yellowy and kind of gross.
Yeah.
I guess. So it encourages the black sooty mold, which of course then hurts the tree as well because it prevents photosynthesis. All around, this spotted lanternfly could do a lot of damage. It could have a big impact on agriculture. Pennsylvania officials worry that $18 to $20 billion in agriculture in the state of Pennsylvania alone could be impacted. The biggest worry is for orchards, fruit trees, and grapevines could be greatly impacted by an infestation of lanternfly.
When was it first seen and where?
It was first discovered in Berks County in 2014, and then it has since spread to 14 counties in Pennsylvania,
wow.
Three counties in New Jersey, also areas of Delaware and Virginia. So they're really worried, not just locally, but they're worried that this will spread all across the country, all the way to California, where, of course, there's a lot of grapevines and fruit trees out there.
So how did it get here?
Like the majority of invasive species, it came here through international trade. Because it came through international trade, I started my reporting last summer by visiting the Port of Philadelphia. I went down to see how they monitor this.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there are the Customs and Border Patrol has a whole team of people who their job is to look for invasive species. It's a huge place. They, you know, handle about 50,000 cargo containers a month. And it's interesting to note that more fruits and vegetables come in through Philadelphia than any other port in the country. I saw plantains from South America. I saw you know, honey from Vietnam. The whole warehouse smelled like pineapples. And I mean, it's a big job. There's about 35 people. And you think about Customs and Border Patrol as like the guys with the sniffer dogs and the guns,
right,
and, you know, looking for drugs, hiding out in what could be masking as like plastic plantains or something. But I mean, so there are guys like that down there and women, but there are these people whose only sort of weapon of choice, only tool, is a really good flashlight. And one of those folks that I talked to down there, Logan Alcala, she was one of the Border Patrol officers down there whose job it is to inspect the cargo.
I pointed out this spider. You can see it pops out with the flashlight right here.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of
so,
how the
So her job
like
is to look for these, like, little bugs.
Exactly. Little bugs, little seeds, whatever she can find. And she gets really excited when she finds them. I mean, these things, when she finds something that's like actually invasive and that's alive, it's called actionable. And she was very proud of her record of finding actionable bugs and seeds.
Not a lot of people are willing to be on their knees all day. But once you find those bugs, it's kind of like a little addiction, because it's just so satisfying.
But how could she possibly get all of them?
She can't. I mean, nobody can. And that's how this spotted lanternfly got through.
We're talking to reporter Susan Phillips about the invasive species, the spotted lanternfly. We'll be back after a quick break.
You're listening to The Why, which means you like deep dives into local stories.
We can't do it without listeners like you.
Consider a monthly gift to WHYY of any amount you choose.
Support your public media station now by visiting WHYY.org.
Thanks for your support.
Susan, what are people doing to stop the invasion of the spotted lanternfly?
The states of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware have all declared quarantines for the counties where there are established populations.
What's that? What's a quarantine?
It basically means if you own a business and you transport any products across a county line or a state line, you have to, at least in Pennsylvania, you have to go online and get a permit. So you have to sort of take this educational tutorial, get a permit. And in doing so, you learn how to look for the spotted lanternfly, and you're supposed to make sure that nothing that you're traveling out of the county with has any eggs or live insects.
So, wait a minute. I mean, you described what the lanternfly looks like, but don't they evolve in phases or stages? So how would I know what it looks like?
Yeah. So last summer I went out with an arborist. His name is David Parr, and he works in the Philadelphia suburbs. And the infestation out there at the time was a lot worse than in Philadelphia. So he showed me a tree where I could see a lot of the bugs crawling up and down. And also he used this sort of like sticky tape where he would trap the bugs.
So these are all the dead guys. If you look by my left hand here, here's a little bit bigger one.
Oh, wow.
And you can see he's a little bit bigger. I would say that this is a, you know, second.
At this point in the season, they were sort of like these, you know, black beetle-like creatures with white spots about the size of like a dog tick. But there are different stages.
Big impact. And if we had the adults right now feeding on these trees, on a willow tree in particular, it would literally be raining excrement on you. And we would leave here a sticky mess.
So meanwhile, what can people do?
Really, if you see them, kill them. I mean, there is this sort of lanternfly coloring book for kids that the state put together that basically talks about kids, you should kill this bug whenever you see it.
But what about science, Susan? What is research doing?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research going on. Right now, I mean, they sent some folks over to China to find out, you know, what the natural predator is there. And it is this teeny tiny itsy bitsy little parasitic wasp that infiltrates the lanternfly's eggs, lays its own eggs inside the eggs. And then when they hatch first, they eat the eggs. So that's one way to keep the population down. But they're not really sure whether they want to introduce, you know, another species that's not native to this area.
So, Susan, These lanternflies are pretty bad, but this isn't the first invasive species that has gotten into the country.
And it won't be the last.
So why can't we stop these species from coming in here?
What are we supposed to do? Just halt all international trade at this point? We're always going to be trying to figure this out. There's always going to be a job for scientists and researchers who want to try to figure this out.
Susan, thank you for coming in and raising our awareness about this.
You're very welcome.
The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. We have production help on today's episode from Kelsey Hansen and editing from Eugene Son. Tweet us at Shai Ben-Yaakov and at Annette JH. We'll be back tomorrow.